This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Tom Brinkotter joining us in studios. We're going to introduce you to a new agent with the team, and we're going to talk about the market as it exists right now. Tom, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Brian. How about yourself?
I can't complain. It's Friday. We've got a big event tomorrow at the Lincoln Square Theater with, that's what she said, looking forward to that.
My wife is going to attend that.
Is she?
Yeah.
You're not going?
I am not. I have a previous engagement.
What, the men's Final Four?
Am I allowed to go?
Yes, you're allowed to go. I'll keep you posted. All right, let's talk about the before we introduce Cassandra, the market and where we are right now.
Yeah, we'll go over. We have end of the month numbers for March. Indicators look good. The number of units was down just under 10%. We had 92 sales this March versus 102 last March. However, the average sales price was up almost 26%. The average sales price this March was $182,000, Brian.
Wow. Okay.
Well, skewed. I want to temper that because there was one home that sold for $950,000 and another home that sold a little over $1,000,001. So that skews that number a little bit.
I think I know exactly which ones you're talking about. Yeah. So that's pretty amazing. So the time of year, I know this last few days has been kind of lousy, but we've had pretty decent spring. Now people are getting in the mindset. Nobody wants to move December, January in the middle of winter. Is that what we have to look forward to in the next few weeks?
Yeah, we call this the spring market. It's starting to pick up. It's better than it was last year. It's picking up a little quicker as we go into the summer. Our hottest market starts about the end of March through up to August, right when school starts. People want to get in their homes when school starts. You'll see some more lake homes coming on now because people that are thinking about moving that live on the lake, this is the prime time to get those on. This is the best time of year for us.
Yeah, hard to sell that view when it's covered in snow and everything else. But now that spring's on its way, good stuff. Yeah. All right, so how many agents now with Brinko?
Well, we added Cassandra. I believe there's 62.
62?
62 agents. 62 licensed people in the company. And we have a couple of staff members that are licensed as well.
Yeah, but I'm sure that's all over the place, too. Some people do it part-time. Some people do it full-time. Some people have specialty areas. I
will tell you that most of our people
are full-time. That's great.
Yeah, it's a full-time job.
Well, Cassandra Anderson, good morning and welcome. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
We're thrilled. How many years have you been in real estate?
Well, I have been an actual broker for about 3.5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what made you want to do this?
Well, actually, my dad encouraged me. Okay. He owned several properties in Bloomington and had a partner here that he had properties as well. And I think he really wanted me to possibly manage his properties, but also be available to help him to buy and sell as well.
Okay. So that's that was your personal interest into it. What do you like about the job?
People.
Okay.
I absolutely love their stories. So many people are moving for so many different reasons, and I just fall in love with the people and their stories and what makes them have to either sell something, because they've experienced a loss.
Right.
Or just because they're outgrowing a home. I mean, it's just more to me about the people and being able to be of service to them.
And that being of service part is a big deal. I know it's all over, news and we debate about whatever. If I need my oil changed, I'm not out in the driveway under the car, right? Mm-hmm. I want an expert that's going to make sure that I get the 3,000 or 5,000 miles that I need. And I've always felt this way about Brinkotter. This is the most important decision you probably make in your life, at least one of the biggest financially, is buying a new home or selling your home. Why would you want to not have somebody with the expertise and the compassion and the person who's going to fight for you?
And cares about you. And I will say that one of Cassandra's best qualities is she truly cares about her clients. We had experience over the years doing a couple of deals together, and I saw just how much she truly cared about the people that she was working for, and it's very evident in her attitude, and we're blessed to have her at Brinkotter Realtors.
All right, well, listen, here's the deal. You can go to our Facebook page right now, and if you haven't been to the 4-9, you really need to go.
Yeah.
But we have a $25 gift card up for grabs, courtesy of Brinkotter, and we'll tell you all about that home on the other side of the break, but you can comment, feel free to share, and you're automatically entered. They will contact the winner and get you that $25 gift card. The 4-9 is great. Got a brand new building. If you haven't been out to the new place.
And if it warms up, they can open up those garage doors and you can sit on the patio.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to do that. Maybe. Yeah, actually, it looks pretty nice tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're going to be in the 60s this weekend.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. That's almost there.
Heck yeah, open air dining.
All right, go to our Facebook page at Nauticator.com right now, and we'll tell you all about a home. It's actually in Mount Zion, and we're going to head to the 49 with that description coming up on the other side of the break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today is going to be mostly cloudy, high of 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then clear, low of 29. For Saturday, some frost in the morning, then sunny, high of 56. Sunday, showers, and a high of 64. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 35 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:51. This look at your weather brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
Hi, this is Brian Mose. Join us at Brittlinger and Earl Funeral Homes for our open door session, April 18th at 11:30 or 6, where we're hosting an important conversation about pre-arrangements and preparing for the talk of a lifetime. Discover the peace of mind that comes with planning ahead and ensuring your wishes are honored. Our caring experts will help you start a discussion, answering any questions you may have along the way. Reserve your seat today and take the first step towards a meaningful conversation that will benefit you and your loved ones for years to come. Brittlinger and Earl Funeral Homes, here for you every step of the way.
Hickory Point Bank is invested in Central Illinois for the long haul, for every customer, for every community, for a strong future. They know that through charitable donations and volunteer efforts, local charities and nonprofit organizations can have a positive impact on individuals in need and improve opportunities for people in the communities we call home. At Hickory Point Bank, investing is who they are, what they are, and why they are. HPB in Action is about colleagues shaping their neighborhood and engaging with their neighbors through community giving and community action. They realize that with collective efforts, they can make real change happen in the communities in which we all work and live. Each month, Hickory Point Bank will highlight these efforts with Community Invested, a live segment with Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and podcasts available online at nowdecatur.com. Hickory Point Bank, Community Invested, member FDIC. I see.
Join us on May 4th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for an exciting Decatur Park District Arts Jamboree. Unleash your creative side as you paint pots, create art, make friendship bracelets, shop the plant sale, preview arts programs, and more. Be sure to mark your calendars and gather your friends and family for a day full of artistic enjoyment at the Arts Jamboree. For more information, visit DecaturParks.org or visit our Facebook page.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday, the Brinkotter Home Highlight. We got a $25 gift card up for grabs to the 49, and we're taking a little trip to Mount Zion. This is still a very popular area, right?
Yeah. Out Baltimore Road, right when you get to that four-way stop with Harryland Road.
Okay.
That is Mount Zion School District. This is a two-story. It's on a dead-end street, a cul-de-sac street, so you don't have through traffic. It's a nice house.
All right. This is 22 Button Ridge Place in Mount Zion, and it is Colleen Brinkotter is the realtor. If you want to contact, you can go right from our Facebook post to the page and get Colleen's contact information. Nick, what did you, as our amateur broker here, what did you see when you were looking through the photos?
Well, I'll tell you what. It has all the boxes that I generally look for. I like the space, a lot of space. I like the open floor plan. I love that. I like the basement where I can do my storage. I like a yard that has... that's nicely manicured and small enough to maintain, but still big enough to enjoy. I love the outdoor space. And here's the caveat to this house. This house is one of those, and you bring this up all the time. This is one where the current owner has picked some colors. And sometimes it is hard for you to pick colors if that's not your palette. But if you can take your eyes and squint a little bit and just imagine your color right there, you'll see that this house is set up in such a cool way that the ceilings have cutouts, the windows have, there's some windows that have almost what I would call like seating areas, but not really. You could set things on it. It's got a lot of character. You just can't look at colors sometimes and get caught up. It's all right here.
Yeah. You know, color is always a taste thing. You know, some people like to live a little more bold. Some people like a little more neutral palette. And I think sometimes when you just look at pictures, you're right. Your mind kind of goes. That's why staging is so important, right? That's people have a hard time seeing empty rooms.
That's why we have Amy Dial. We can get Amy Dial in there, get your paint colors picked out, and you can do whatever you want. Paint's easy.
Yeah. I know, but I just think psychologically, like you see it and you go, that's not my taste. Well, that's an easy thing to fix and make it your taste. What you got to do is look at the bones. Yeah. What does it look like if it's not that orange?
And I totally forgot my crown jewel, the thing that I want on my own house.
Bunk bed?
Yeah, bunk bed. That's bunk bed. That, what do they call it? Four seasons room with the light that's off the back of the house. I want that exact room.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fire pit out there. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I did. This is a very nice home.
And the basement that really could be anything. Yep. It could be a gym. It could be, an office space. It could be a lot of things because there's plenty of space down there. What was the total square footage on this?
3,554, I believe. 3,556 square feet, Brian. That translates to $96 per square foot. Find that in Chicago or anywhere else.
Isn't that crazy?
It would cost you $250 minimum a square foot to build this house.
Yeah. Here.
Yeah.
Not three hours north.
It's a buy.
So when I look at, that's one of the first things I always look at, right? You can look at price and you can look at value, but if you go down to just square footage and dollar per square foot, it really is the indicator that shows you like where the pricing is on this. And then, the neighborhood, all the background, your yard is exactly my kind of yard. I like a nice yard. I don't want a lot to take care of.
You don't want to mow, do you?
No, I do not. I know some people find like Zen-like therapy with it. I am not. Oh, yes, we do. In fact, they showed up in March.
Yeah. Another thing that the drone shot shows, I'll just throw this out there real quick. Sidewalks on both sides of the street, nice houses, the neighborhood's kept up. This is a home you're going to walk into, and you're going to have a really nice experience living in that community right
there. Five bedrooms, room to grow.
Yes, and I also like the concrete square out in the yard a bit, right? Where there's a fire pit, and you could have some like really cool. You know what it's like. Everybody likes to sit out on their patio, but that's like just a little bit closer to nature, but you're still in your yard. You got all the fun stuff and great storage too. To me, that's a whole thing. You and I both have storage units and people just have stuff.
Yep.
And you can tuck it away somewhere where no one else can see it. That's great.
I've always liked a covered front porch, and this has
a beautiful front porch.
Yeah. Sit out there on a summer evening, talk to your neighbors.
That would be
a very nice street, dead end street, great location, Mount Zion Schools, five bedrooms, $96 a square foot. I don't know how you beat that.
Four baths, three full and one half. And closets. Yeah, the closets. I know. It checks all the boxes. It's in Mount Zion. You can check it out on our Facebook page right now, and you could win a $25 gift card to the 4-9. What a great place that is. And in their new space, it's even better. They've got one of the best menus in town. And I love the fact that you guys continue to support local businesses with this every week and allow us the time to spotlight them.
I recommend the hibachi wrap, Nick.
Yeah, I saw it. It's good.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. And thank you for coming in today. And we wish you nothing but great success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm excited.
Looking for the podcast. Who's up next? Only got 14 seconds.
We just did one with Kevin and Sue Brahaney, and Kyle Karsten will be coming up. And this week is Natalie Beck. And she does talk about what she said.
Perfect.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.